The shelves of my library are lined with books of godly men and women who have poured their lives into service of Almighty God. Yet many have died, never seeing the world for which they prayed confess the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. There are numerous accounts of missionaries who quite literally gave their lives to bring the gospel to remote parts of the world. They too died without seeing a harvest of souls being won for the Lord. Sometimes we need to hear the obvious. None of us have been given the task of converting the whole world in our own lifetime. We do have a part to play. It's a very small part in God's overall plan. And when the duty has been discharged, what was said about King David will be said of us. When David had served God's purpose in his generation, he died. Seeing God's overall plan and where we fit in will help us maintain a strong spiritual balance. It'll certainly keep our finger off the panic button. We can then enjoy some ulcer-free living for the Lord. I remember attending a conference one time organized by a group for whom numerical growth of their church had an unhealthy priority. How many, how large, how much was the yardstick by which they measured their success? To them, big was not only beautiful, it was the only criterion of a successful ministry. The keynote speaker repeatedly exhorted us to look unto the fields, for indeed they are white unto harvest. Endless possibilities for winning souls for the Lord awaited all of us. Even as he spoke, there was a harvest to be reaped if we would only get up and go. Reinforcing his point that multitudes, not a few, but multitudes are ready to receive the gospel, he quoted our Lord's words from the Gospel of John. Open your eyes and look at the fields. They are ripe for harvest. The lesson did absolutely nothing to help me. I was intimidated. It called into question the apparent feeble efforts of godly men and women whose labours had not translated into multitudes of souls being won for the Lord. His presentation was a recipe for a major guilt trip. Now, I do think zeal is a very good thing. It's a godly, holy quality that needs to be displayed in our lives. However, zeal must be tempered with godly wisdom and not fueled by the world's definition of success. How a company markets and promotes its merchandise and how we make disciples for Christ have nothing in common. Much of the advertising of the corporate world is nothing other than manipulation, appealing to the weaker instincts in our nature. After constant bombardment, a percentage of the public buy the product. We, on the other hand, are dealing with people's lives, their very souls. Our approach has to be different. Yet I'm afraid that the church has not been entirely successful in keeping out the influence of the world, which has grown accustomed to instant communication and instant coffee and everything else that's instant. The success syndrome that drives the world must not drive the work of Almighty God. I do believe that the challenge of the hour for us is to learn to be patient, to wait upon the Lord, to move at His direction, and to learn to live on God's schedule.